Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time.
Before we get started, I just want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, and that is Ruby. If you're not answering your phone, you're losing jobs, plain and simple. Your next $20,000 roof, gone in 10 seconds. That's why I recommend Ruby. Ruby is a U.S.-based virtual receptionist service, not a call center. They pick up fast because it's all about speed to lead. They sound professional, and they know how to qualify leads and book appointments. It's like having a full-time office manager without the full-time cost. Most contractors don't even realize how much money missed calls are costing them. You're paying a lot of money to get that phone to ring, and if you're rolling these calls over into voicemail, they're not going to leave a message. They're just going to go to the next contractor where they can talk to a live person and get the questions that they have answered and get them answered quickly. So go check out Ruby at theroofercoach.com/Ruby. Tell them Dave sent you because you'll get $150 off your first month's service. Let Ruby do the talking. You focus on the work. What's up, everybody? I'm Dave Sullivan, the Roofer Coach. Most roofing websites are built to look good. The only thing that matters is whether they generate qualified appointments. If you're spending money on SEO and Google Ads and your website doesn't convert, you're pouring water into a leaky bucket. Today, we're breaking it down to what actually makes a roofing website work in 2026. Homepage, trust, SEO structure, reporting, and paid ads. We've got Cody Warren from Hook Agency. Cody, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dave. I'm happy to be here representing Hook. It'll be a good time.
Most of the listeners probably know about Hook. Tim Brown's been on the show a number of times. But why don't you give us a little background and a little about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm Cody. I've been at Hook for just about 7 years now, 7 years here in May. I got hired on when Hook was still in its infancy. We were actually working out of a basement that had some routine leaking problems. So sometimes I'd come in and there'd be water dripping on my computer. Good times. Started doing SEO and have kind of worked alongside Tim and Bia, and was recently promoted to being the president last July. And before that, I was working as the chief of operations for about 2 years. So it's been fun getting to grow up from, hey, we're just doing SEO only, to layering on websites, PPC, local service ads, Google Business Profiles, and a couple of other services we've actually got in the works right now. So it's been a fun journey, but we specifically work with home service companies. If you haven't heard of Hook, we're home service specific. Roofing is like 75% of our business. We love roofers. We work really well with them. We also do some HVAC and plumbing as well. That's Hook, and that's how long I've been here.
Yeah, you guys have really been growing. How many employees do you have now?
So right now we are just over 50. We're at about 53 employees. About 33 of those are in-house, and we have about another 20 that we have remote working with us as well. So we've really layered on that remote factor over the last like year and a half. So getting like middle leadership trained up to be able to manage their teams and their departments has been a big initiative for us over the last couple of years. You know, it's one thing to be managing your team and they're all sitting around a desk in your office. You know, you're calling shots, you're running and gunning. That's good and dandy. But then as soon as you've got like 15 other people that are like below them, it starts to be a little bit bigger of a ship. You can't be quite as nimble, but you got to find ways to be scrappy and still get after it. So,
yeah, you guys have really built a great business. So let's get into this. I want to talk about a couple of my clients that just started with you last week, actually, and they're going through the onboarding. And one is residential contractor, has an older website, and it's basically a static brochure. You know, it's got the same, you know, house on the front, basic. So as I told them, this is the hub of your marketing. We've got to start there. We've got to get this right. Really show your brand. We've got to build trust. You've got to speak to your ideal customer and make sure it's clear what you do and that they're at the right place. The second one is actually pivoting from a residential contractor into 100% commercial. So he's got a residential website, his old one, and, you know, it's got financing and speaking about homeowners and so on and so forth. So we've got to really break this down and start from scratch again. Tell me, what is it that makes a good website, and where do so many contractors get it wrong?
Yeah. Yeah. It's you said it. It's the home base for your marketing. It's what people are going to reference when they think about your brand, especially online. So a couple of things we'll kind of work our way towards the like commercial residential split, but I think it's good to just start with, hey, what does make a good website, like you're asking? And a good website does three things, and this is very painting with broad brushes. We'll get a little more granular. First off, it confirms to the person who's visiting it that they're in the right spot. The first thing I'm going to do is like, is this what I'm looking for? Oh yeah. Okay. I need a roof. This is a roofing website. Okay. Right spot. Second, can I trust you? Is this like a shady roofer who's going to like do a half-assed job and then bounce out? Or is it, do they appear reputable? And then the third thing, once you've said, hey, you're in the right spot and you can trust us. And this is where I see a lot of contractors fall off. You know, they obviously they're a roofing website. Yes, we're reputable. We've been in the industry, but what do I do next? What do you want me to do? How do I get in touch? And that's where the call to action really comes in. At the end of the day, a website is about getting you leads. That's the mindset that you need to have. People are going to be visiting this website, whether it's from paid ads, whether it's from SEO, whether it's they're literally like looking my brand name up because they saw a truck wrap or a sign out. Your job is to get them to reach out to you. And so there's a number of things that we make sure we bake into our websites that just have to be there from our experience for that to happen. And so the first thing is it's getting to that point. Number three, what do you want me to do? Trust and being in the right spot are a given. We're going to make you a roofing website that's going to say, hey, this is a roofer. They're in my local area. Great. I can trust them. We'll get to that in a second. But if you don't have your phone number and a clear call to action present at the very header of your website, you're missing out, and you should have a form, a very clear, like on the homepage of your website. If you go to any of Hook's websites, you'll see homepage. We've got our main like header and here we call it a hero image. Boom. Contact form right there. Reach out to us. We want to make that very simple. And then as you scroll down, it's not just, hey, we've got one contact form up there. It's repeatedly saying, hey, reach out, get a free estimate, you know, whatever the offer is for that roofer. So number one is clear call to actions and having them consistently sprinkled across the website. Number two, trust factors. I think Tim Brown coined the phrase trustimonials. We want people to see on your website, hey, like, I have five star reviews on Google, and I'm Better Business Bureau rated, and maybe I'm GAF Master Elite, and maybe I'm, you know what I mean? The things that are going to signify to the homeowner or the potential business owner, if you're on the commercial side, that I can actually put my trust in this person. They're reputable. They've been around. They know what they're doing. And as we kind of flow through that, we've got call to actions. We've got trustimonials. Really, we want someone to look at the website and feel like, hey, I'm in the right spot, but it's not saying it, it's showing it. And that's with images and how we actually show you as a business owner. It's going to be a little different, residential versus commercial, you know, but what you don't want to do, to be very clear, a mistake we see regularly is having a very contractor focused website. So you might see a header like best in class roofing for whatever, and it's a picture of like them standing there all like strong in front of their trucks, and it's like, great, like I don't doubt that you are, but that's not what the homeowner wants to see. The homeowner wants to see them in a home being taken care of, a homeowner smiling, drinking coffee with somebody working on the roof and taking care of it. They want to, you should have your website, you should think of it as a mirror, like it should reflect what they want to see in themselves. And so on the residential side, having it be more of that happy family, because that's really what they're concerned about, their home, and they're concerned about their nest. we're going to resolve that by doing installing a really good roof that's going to take care of that. And on the commercial side, it's their business. It's, hey, you can't afford to have like your business not operating because your roof's not secure. So it's peace of mind, it's quality assurance, and it's really exemplifying like, hey, this is a good, healthy step to take for your business and you possibly working with a business owner and like smiling, handshaking, stuff like that. So after you've got, I would consider that kind of like the basics, then we start getting into a little bit more advanced stuff. And I apologize, I'm kind of going long on this, but it's making sure that you have search engine optimization baked in from the get-go. Search engine optimization, SEO, if you're not familiar, it's how you show up on Google. If someone searches roofing company near me and you show up not in the paid ads, that's SEO. And there's a lot you can do after the fact of building a website to help drive leads from Google. But if you have the opportunity to say, hey, we're building this website from the ground up, everything from like how fast the website is, how light we build the website, so to speak, how we actually structure it, the type of content that we're building into it, how we actually have our headers laid out on the page. It starts to get pretty technical, but working with a partner who knows how to pre-bake that in is going to give you an edge that you wouldn't have even if you layer on best-in-class SEO after having your website built by somebody who didn't bake it in the beginning.
That back end is really important, and really that's the difference. I mean, I've got contractors that Google doesn't even know who you are, okay?
Yeah.
They can't understand. They can't read that. There's nothing there that would put you in a position of trust where Google yep. says, this is the guy, this is the best guy to solve this searcher's problem.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And preloading that into the website gives you just a really competitive advantage when it comes to showing up online on Google search specifically. And then the last thing, just key differentiating features. This is, hey, what makes you different from any other roofer? And we're a big believer in you should have that show on your website and say it perhaps on the about page. But if, let's say you're family oriented, okay, that should bleed through in the verbiage and the images that you're using on your website, not just come through on like, hey, we care about family, you know, showing it is better than saying it, so to speak. So that's kind of, we call that our winning website formula. You can apply it you could apply it really to any industry, but it works particularly well for home services and roofing.
This is the way that I've always looked at a good website. It's got my three parts. The first part is that the job of your website is to attract qualified prospects to your site and qualified visitors that either got there from good website structure, Google knows who you are, they're recommending you. You can do that through good SEO. You can do that through paid search. But you've got to get the right people to come to your site first off. Now they're there. How do you get them to convert to an appointment? That's the second part. That's what's so important. That's the main purpose of your website. And if you're not making that conversion, why is that? Are you attracting the wrong people? Or is your conversion process not there? Needs work where you're not building trust. They're saying, I'm not so sure about these guys. But you want them to come inside to your website, look around. The longer they stay there, the more likely they are to be a qualified buyer. So get them to make that appointment, make that click. That's the first sale. So that's what's really key in a website. You do that. Now you've got to make the sale. And that's the third part. It'll help you do that, but you've got to have a good sales process. You've got to have all of this down, a good system, everything from there. But you've got to first build that trust. Let people know that they're in the right place, that you're somebody that they want to do business with. You've established yourself as an expert for whatever they're looking for. Am I on the right track?
Yeah. Yeah. You're absolutely on the right track. You've got to be thinking, A, what does my homeowner want to see? Again, it's that mirror, and it's all about getting the traffic, drawing them to your website and bringing them naturally to convert. Whether that's phone call, form submission, shoot, it could be texted. Some of our clients have their homeowners text them. Doesn't matter, but it's encouraging them to take that next action. So, yeah, 100%. Okay.
So let's see what this thing looks like. We start off with the homepage. We come to your site, and now you've got, 5 seconds to figure out if you're in the right place or you're out of there. I mean, it's got to really resonate with that visitor. So they come there, and here you got a, just this, you know, the stock home with the shingles that everybody else has, and something about, hey, we're great service, fair pricing, we're the best, look at us, hey, it's all about me, and has nothing to do about the customer, man. I mean, you know, they don't care about you. They only care about themselves. So tell me, what is it that makes a good homepage that's going to stick, that's going to get people to stay there and go in deeper?
Yeah, the homepage is for sure the most important page on the website. And what we see the majority of the time is, like, if a qualified lead is going to come in, they're actually just going to convert right there on the homepage. They're going to fill out, if you have it, make it available for them, they'll convert right there on the homepage. So what goes into it? First off, right off the bat, confirming to them that they're in the right place. It should be very clear, hey, this is someone who can take care of my roofing need that I have. And speaking in an emotional way, not just saying, like, best roofs in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You know, that may be a true statement, but what's the homeowner looking for? They're looking for peace of mind. Peace of mind that your roofing is done right every time, or something like that. Okay, we're talking about roofing. We're communicating to me as the homeowner, like, oh, I'm here because I'm anxious about my roof. That's why I'm looking to reach out to you in the first place. So, A, again, signals they're in the right spot. Emotionally communicates to them in a way that's, like, actually satisfying and bringing some peace to the concern that they have, and then channeling them towards that conversion. So again, it may seem silly, but, like, that real estate on your homepage, we call it above the fold, but everything that you see right away when you click onto someone's website, you've got to have multiple call to actions there. You've got to have a form that says, hey, name, phone number, message, submit, or maybe it's a get a free estimate. We know we have people who use RoofQuote Pro. That's great too, you know. Whatever you're wanting to run with, but make it easy and make it very clear. Phone number in the header. Another call to action, go to our contact page. We like another little blurb right below that hero image in that text where it says, hey, peace of mind for your roofing. Hey, get a free estimate or contact us here. It just needs to scream at them, like, hey, take this action right now. And again, matching that written verbiage that's more emotional with, if you're a residential person, an image of a homeowner with their family, you know, maybe they've got their children with them and they're looking at their home that's got a nice roof. But you're right. You've said it before. There's literally, like, the same stock image of a home that's, like, got a beautiful roof on it. It's like, okay, that's what everyone has. But you're not emotionally connecting with that homeowner. You're not signaling to them, hey, I'm going to actually be taken care of here. So those are really the main things. The mistake that we consistently see is either, hey, it's a very contractor focused homepage talking about their business, not talking about their customer, or not having call to action super clear and present right away. And if you combine both of those, which is just, I can't tell you how badly you're shooting yourself in the foot. You could drive all the traffic in the world, all the qualified local leads to your website, and if you're not having a clear call to action and you're talking about your business, they're going to bounce right away and they're going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, like all sales, I think you want to show how they're going to feel after they've worked with you. You know, peace of mind, they made the right decision. I like that about having the family out there admiring their new roof. So what else can we put up? You know, I mean, let's not put up the big house with the shingles like everybody else. What should we do?
Yeah. Smiling happy family is number one for us on the residential side. We'll even see, like, hey, they're throwing, like, a barbecue or something. They're grilling. There's a picture of someone grilling. It's a nice summer day. And then behind them is the house with, like, a clean roof, you know, that looks, because really, like, what we're feeling is either I am not in a position to have that happiness that would come from either a barbecue or my family. I'm scared and stressed. That's where I want to get back to. Curb appeal is absolutely a factor, especially if you're talking more like high-end residential stuff. Like if you're putting on like a Da Vinci roof or something like that, like you're really working with somebody who's valuing that aesthetic and that curb appeal more, and you can work some of that more so into it. Usually we still try to incorporate like, hey, happy family, but it's just higher end home, really trying to like signify, hey, like you're coming here for a quality luxury product, not just your run-of-the-mill asphalt shingle. So you're gonna have to modify it based on like who your specific target customer is within that. But inside of residential, it's always gonna come back to that family, that homeowner, protecting their nest, making sure that they feel taken care of. And then it could be just about anything inside of those parameters. But thinking like, what's the ideal life for this homeowner going to look like? Is it barbecuing? We have some where it's like, hey, they're throwing a birthday party for their kid in their front yard. And it's, again, it's the roof is there. It's in the image. It's not the focal point because, to be honest, the roof never was. The roof is there to do its job, to make sure that your home stays safe, it's protected, and that your family can flourish, really. So it's one piece of that puzzle. So barbecues, kids' birthday parties, happy families smiling on the home. If it's like a storm damage page, it's maybe them sitting inside of their home and it like raining outside and them smiling because it's like, oh, wow, I'm not stressed out that it's raining. I don't have to pull buckets out and make sure I'm catching all of these drips. You know what I mean?
Love it. So what does make a good call to action? What should we have on there? Should we have some kind of freebie? Fill this out and we'll send you this ebook on how to hire a contractor you can trust. And I think you're saying you definitely want to have the form fill, whether it's contact or free estimate, fill this out and send it in. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. You want to have a form very clearly right on your homepage. Yes.
What do we want them to do?
Yeah. So you got a couple options here. I am a big fan of having some sort of offer with it. Like a free estimate's a big deal. People want to know exactly like what it's going to cost. It's and that's an intimidation factor, right? Like a roof. Oh my goodness. Like what's this actually going to be? Okay. Well, at least I can get a free inspection and have somebody come out here. And I know that that's something everybody does, but it is an appealing offer. I'm a big fan of Roofl. It can literally give them a quote like right out the gate. If you're not using Roofl, I definitely would recommend it. But if you don't have anything like that, you're not doing free estimates, you don't have Roofl, first off, I would ask why. But if you're not, great, that's fine. Whatever reason it doesn't work with your business model or you're willing to drive farther there for jobs than your competitors, so doesn't make sense for you to drive out there, great. You've got that resolved for you. That's fine. Then what I would do is I would try hitting those emotional points again. Like, hey, like restore your roof today, or let's like book an inspection so that we can like get this taken care of, and really keep it focused on that emotional value for the homeowner if you don't actually have something to offer. But I really contact us is so vanilla. It's so general. Instead of contact us, I'd prefer like, hey, get started with your roof. Like replace your roof today or book an inspection. It tells them, hey, this is exactly what I'm going here to do, rather than just a generic blanket like, contact us, reach out. That's weak.
Or you mentioned RoofQuote Pro or Roofl. I really like those guys too. I think it's a great thing to have on your site. Thing works. And you should definitely get a demo. Tell them you heard about it on the Roofer Show. Get a pat on the back. But that's a great conversion tool. But, you know, we've only got, probably less than 1 in 10 visitors to your site are ready to buy a roof and are ready to click that button, come out and have an estimate, because that's a big commitment. And most are not at that point yet. They're maybe just doing some research and so forth. So how do we get them to remember us? How do we capture those prospects if we're not getting their email address or something like that? Should we use retargeting on that, or what's the best way to go?
Yeah. So retargeting is a great way to do it. You know, if someone visits your website, they're going to start seeing you show up on their Facebook or whatever, is a great way of going about it. maybe there's someone who filled out a form, but they're just not ready. Keeping that lead inside of your CRM, having them on a call list, saying, hey, what's like, are you ready? Or when would you be ready? Okay, well, you're shopping around. How can I help you with that? Like, is there like, maybe you need to have an insurance claim that you're working through, and I can circle back and talk with you about that later. So, but as far as like people who come to your website and leave, retargeting is going to be your best bet. You can just set that up with Google Ads, and be always like dripping on their, it's not really their feed, but as they're scrolling, surfing around the web, you'll actually be present there. As far as like getting somebody who has been on your site previously. And if, like I said, if they do contact you, keeping that in your CRM as someone who may be interested down the road, for sure.
I just want to take a minute to thank our sponsor, and that is SMA Support. These guys are great. They provide a fantastic service that so many contractors need. We're talking about giving you an inside salesperson to prep estimates, follow up with customers, and even help manage your schedule, all without the headache of hiring and training. Or fill in the operations gap to ensure that jobs are scheduled and permits are pulled, and walk your customer through that five-star experience and even get that five-star review. SMA Support handles all the behind-the-scenes work so you can focus on what you do best. Imagine your roofing business with no more dropped balls and don't have tasks falling through the cracks. So check out SMA Support at smasupport.us and tell them Dave sent you. Okay, well, let's skip over to our commercial guy, because we're going to have a completely different message, right? I mean, we're speaking to a different type of customer. They have totally different needs, so we've got to speak to those needs. So what do we do, and how do we go about that?
The nice thing is with the formula we were just talking about is you can apply the same formula to both, and it's going to give you a different end product, but it's going to work in a very similar way. So everything I said about having your call to actions plain and visible, exactly the same. You still need to signal them that they're in the right place, and you still need to earn their trust. But the means at which you do that are going to shift slightly. So if we're taking someone who is exclusively targeting commercial, you're likely talking to a business owner or a property manager who's running their shop. And I would be using, again, emotional verbiage on your site that's going to signal, hey, like, instead of peace and mind for your home, like, no downtime for your business with a roof that's taken care of. You don't want to be thinking about your roof. You want to be running your business, and we're going to come in and make sure that important part of your business ecosystem is taken care of. Same thing with the images. It's instead of the smiling, happy homeowner, it's, hey, I'm shaking hands with the business owner, and the business with a nice roof is taken care of in the background. It's literally like the business owner wants a handshake agreement. Hey, shake your hand. Boom. My roof's taken care of. Great. I'm going back in to deal with my customers, because that's what makes me money. They don't care. They would just don't want it to leak. They want it to be safe, secure. And they want to get back to running their business. And so what does the ideal system setup look like for this business owner, the property manager? The problem's just taken care of. Handshake, smiling. Good business deal. Great. I'm going to go back in and keep doing my job. So communicating both through images and emotionally through your headlines regarding their business is going to be the primary differentiation that we see. I will say when it starts getting into commercial, it is a little bit more okay to have perhaps like an image of your crew doing like a larger scale commercial job, because that is just such a powerful signal. Hey, oh, like, I'm literally watching a roofing crew install a massive flat roof. I'm in the right spot. And then a piece of that being, hey, a happy business owner. Don't focus solely on your crew, but because there's so many roofing businesses and the majority of them are residential, that can be an advantageous thing for a commercial business owner to do. I wouldn't go super heavy on it, but it's definitely more okay on the commercial side.
What do you think about video on the homepage? I see a lot of that. Sometimes they're just talking about their business. You know, they're doing these random shots, which, again, we start talking about it's all about us, not them. Or I see the owner out there telling a story sometime, which I guess that makes sense. Trust builder a bit. What do you think?
I think it's a little bit of a mixed bag. In general, I would say I prefer not. My preference is not for a couple of reasons, but it can be done well and effectively. The biggest mistake, to stay with that theme, that I see people, that I see contractors run into when they're using video on their homepage, is they're going to use I want it to be super high quality. I want it to look great. And they upload this massive file. It's like multiple megabytes, maybe even a gig or so. This like 4K UHD like video of their roofing crew doing the job. And it looks great after it takes about 15 seconds for the website to load, at which point all of their customers have since left. They're already gone. And so if you're going to do video, I would say you need to have it be compressed. You don't need super, super high quality video. And I'm not even saying it's got to be low quality. It'll still look good, but it needs to be able to load very, very quickly. And if you're using video, you just are automatically going to take a little bit of a hit on speed. And if your site takes more than 2.5 seconds to load, you're already, like, believe it or not, you're losing people. And your website and how fast your website runs on your optimal server, that's your experience. You have to keep in mind, some homeowners are connecting in with much worse internet. And so my take is, I'm gonna optimize for the lowest common denominator here. If someone comes in with poor internet, I still want them to load as fast as possible. That said, you can compress video pretty well and still get down pretty low into that like 2.5 second range. You're just leaving a little bit of liability there. It may not work with super slow internet. The other reason that I like having just a straight up image versus like a video is video can be a little bit distracting. I don't want someone spending a ton of time watching a video of what's going on there. I want them to see the emotional images and read the emotional verbiage, be like, oh, I'm in the right place. I trust this business. Fill out the contact form. So there can be a lot going on with it, but again, especially with some of our commercial guys, like they do have video. We make sure it's really compressed, really tight of their roofing crews installing it. It works fine. You know, it's good, but I would say be intentional with why you're using it. A video is not just objectively going to be better for you. And again, it shouldn't just be focused on you as the contractor. It should also incorporate homeowner elements, or if you're on the commercial side, working with the business owner as well. Personal preference, to give you a concise answer, no, because it slows down the website. But it can be done well and tastefully and compressed. So if that's a deal breaker for you, you're like, no, we do have some business owners that really want it. Great. Let's just make sure we do it correctly.
Okay. Let's just touch real quick on mobile, because this is what most people are shopping on. Most people are using 100%. Mobile. What's important for, you know, the difference between a crappy website and a good one that's going to show up on mobile, and how important is that?
Yeah. Mobile is, we're in a mobile first world at this point. What I mean by that is Google itself is actually optimizing its rankings based off of mobile results, not desktop results. So how your website looks, feels, operates on a smartphone is going to be, it's the benchmark and the standard for it. So a good website that's going to work well on mobile needs to be very easy to navigate. You have to have it very cleanly laid out for everything down to like a very, very small phone, to a larger like iPhone 16 Max or something, or 17 Max. But the nice thing is all of the elements to what makes a good website still apply. You just have to be able to build it in a way that's going to still load quickly, potentially on slower internet, and be like easy to navigate. You still communicate your main points on a smaller mobile first experience. Yeah, mobile is huge. When we build websites, it's mobile. We're looking at the mobile design and then blowing it up to desktop first. And if you're working with someone who's not doing that, I would strongly question and say, hey, like, what's this going to look like on mobile? Because especially in residential, your homeowner is not sitting on a desktop pulling up your website. They're scrolling it on the phone.
Okay, so they like our homepage well enough to go in deeper. So I guess they're going to go to our about page, because isn't that the second most visited page on the website? where, and I know that when I'm looking for, say, a service, I want to know who's running a show, who's out there, and I want to see real pictures. You know, where we get these stock photos, it's always the person at the desk with the typing on the computer, answering the phone type of thing. It's obviously phony. I want to see real pictures of who this is, and also who's going to be coming to my home. Are there going to be a bunch of guys that picked up at Home Depot, or do you have a photo of your guys, you know, uniforms, wrap truck, all looking sharp, you know, they're going to be clean and so forth. What is it that prospects are actually looking for in a homepage?
Yeah. So if we're talking, I agree with you. The about page is one of the most underutilized conversion pages on the website. And you can talk about your, you know, the history of your company and all of that. But again, you make a great point. Like, who is coming to my house? Who are you? Can I trust you? Oh, hey, I have my team visually displayed here smiling. Perhaps, I mean, I love it when we advise our contractors when they come to do this, like, hey, let's advertise your team. Who is going to be actually out there on the field interacting with the homeowner? They should be able to see them, have a smiling face. Oh, like, this is who I'm going to be working with. Because anyone who's clicking onto your about page, they've already seen, hey, I'm in the right spot. I trust these people off my first bet. I know I need to convert with them. I'm doing a little bit more research. And it's super important to double down on that trust at that specific point. Because if they go there and they're like, oh, like, this is just, all I'm getting is like a company history, and I'm not really like meeting with or seeing a smiling team of people, or like getting reassured that as a homeowner, like, the people that are going to come out to work on my home are going to be reputable and trustworthy. It's not a guarantee that you're going to lose the deal. You know, they obviously clicked onto your about page for a reason, but why not double down there and reinforce the trust that you've already built if you've already got them to click onto that about page? Mm-hmm. Talking about your core values as it pertains to like how you're going to make sure the homeowner feels like, hey, at every single job, we're going to do X, Y, Z. This is the team that you're going to work with. Like, talking a little bit about your process and why you do things. And really, again, keeping it the emotional verbiage and right, trying to like connect with that homeowner, build trust with them, make sure they feel taken care of. It's really going to increase the probability that they're going to convert with you.
I was looking through your site before we got on, and your about page. I love it how it's got your team, and, you know, there's a bunch of people there. It tells what they do and so forth. But when you click on them, you get an expanded version of some personal information about these people, where it's important, where you kind of get to know them and you can make that connection. I've got a client that, you know, they're really into horses and so forth. So I said, let's get a photo of you and your wife and your family. You got your horse, you got your dog, whatever. It just shows something about you, you know? And I think that's really important. But God, just get some photos of yourself up there, you know?
Yeah.
Let people know who you are. That's where your opportunity is to do that. And that's just such a trust builder.
Huge trust builder. I mean, think about it. What do we want to buy from? Do we want to buy from some automated, like, if I go, maybe this is just me, I go to McDonald's or something like that, I don't want to check out at the like little menu thing. Like, I want to buy from somebody. I want to talk with them. You know, if I'm buying a roof, I don't want an inhuman experience where I'm like just coming in and doing this transaction. It's like, no, like, I want to see the human being that I'm going to work with. It's going to make me feel a lot better about the roof that I'm going to be getting if I know who I'm buying that from. So taking every possible advantage when it comes to that and reinforcing it on your about page is absolutely massive. Sure.
Okay. So now all these guys are great and so forth. I wonder if they do have my services. Okay. You want to make sure that they've got the right services that I'm looking for. So tell me about services pages. You just don't want to have these all listed out, I assume, on one page. How does that work and why?
Yeah. So the way we would structure it on a website depends a lot on the number of services that the contractor we're working with is offering. Some have just a super, super long list that they want detailed out. And in that case, we're going to say, hey, like, let's try to whittle it down to the main ones and then have those auxiliary services show up elsewhere. But it's like, no, gutters are a huge part of our business. Okay, great. We're going to make sure gutters are listed right there on that menu drop down. So I'm going to approach this from two angles. First, I'm going to have like actual like menu layout that I would recommend. And then we'll talk about the actual pages themselves. Because sometimes, and I'm sure you'll notice this, if you go on a roofing website, you hover over services and you get this massive drop down, you hover again and it branches out to more and to more and to more. Not good. You do not want to do that. It's overwhelming. It's hard to navigate. Yes, it may feel like, hey, we're showing them really what we do. But at the end of the day, that person's there for a very specific reason. And we can probably help them narrow that down in just like 3 to 5 main parent options, especially if roofing is your primary service. So keeping that menu simple. And then as you click onto the page, I'm thinking, let's do roof replacement, storm damage, gutters, and then maybe a roof repair page as well, or roof repair / inspection service. Great. We've got those listed out. Each of those pages should talk very clearly. Again, show the homeowner, show the actual service happening, making sure that they're going to feel taken care of. All of the whole winning website formula we walked through at the very beginning has to be present on all of those pages as well. And it just needs to provide more specific context as to what your service is. So I like to work in on those pages like our process. So I can see very clearly, hey, for an inspection, you're going to call us. We're going to book a time. We're going to send a rep out to come out and do it. You'll hear back same day as to what we find. That's our 5-step process, walking the homeowner through how that's going to work. Mm-hmm. And you can do that for each of your services on those pages. The thing that, and this may be branching a little bit into SEO prematurely, but the thing that I think about when I think about those service pages and how we want to build them is actually having that as a hub for the locations that we want to build out. So your service area, all the cities that you want to work on, should be mentioned on that roofing service page. So we got your generic roofing service page. Great. We've got the contact form. We have the trust factors, all that stuff. I scroll down. I see your service area. And inside of that service area, we're listing all of the suburbs. I'm in the Twin Cities. So Blaine, Lionel Lakes, Coon Rapids, St. Anthony, whatever. I can click onto those and actually have a roofing specific page for Blaine, Minnesota, for St. Anthony, Minnesota, for Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's furthermore optimized to say, hey, not only do we do your roof, we're also in your local area as a confirmation of them being in the right spot. I would say if you're building a website, this might be spicy, but if you're building a website to get leads and you're not doing that, I would ask, what's the point? That's, you need to have those there for people to, because if I'm searching for a roofing company in Blaine, Minnesota, guess what's going to come up? A Blaine, Minnesota roofing page, not your generic roofing page that covers your entire blanket service area. So it's not just leaving money on the table. You're just setting yourself up not to even show up on Google search when you don't have those pages created. As far as SEO goes, it is the single most important thing for you to do aside from having a website. Step one, get a website. Do the winning website formula. Step two, get those bloody location pages up, because you're not going to have a chance to rank in their local area without them. Hopefully I've made that point clear. If you just start by listing your service area, great, but you should have a plan to build out those location pages as well. And I would get granular with it. I would do it for my roofing page. My roofing services, I do roofing Minneapolis, roofing Blaine, roofing whatever. And you know what? Storm damage. Guess what? Storm damage Minneapolis, storm damage Blaine, storm damage St. Anthony, and work your way down from there. Why it's important is, and I kind of already said this, but I'll go a little bit deeper on it. Google wants to show local content, and your homeowners or business owners want to see the local version of what they're searching for. I want to see a roofing company in the city that I'm in. That's going to confirm to me that I'm in the right area. And so, Google is not going to show you. If you don't have it, you're not going to be able to rank your general roofing page for Blaine, Minnesota and Minneapolis and St. Paul. It's just not going to happen. Right. The passive benefit, aside from being able to rank, is for all of your other services, it just continually hammers home your specific service area to Google. So like not having it is basically undercutting you. You're not going to show up, but the more you build out, the more strong your presence is going to be in those areas. It's like a double down win-win factor.
A quick question. How important is financing on a roofing website?
I think financing I would prefer that our contractors do offer it. It's just removing one barrier for the homeowner to be able to work with them. If you guys can facilitate that and handle it, it's going to increase your ability to actually like convert that deal. Most homeowners don't have the 16 grand sitting around to be able to just say, hey, I'm going to pull the trigger on this roof. Or maybe they do, but they're like, look, like I don't want to dump that. I'd rather finance. Great. Remove that barrier, offer financing. So I would say that it's a business decision. You know, it's not nothing to be able to set up financing for a homeowner, but it's absolutely going to give you an advantage when trying to convert that deal. It just removes one barrier for the homeowner.
Yeah. You're going to sell more roofs. If you offer financing, make it really clear, make it really easy to use and pretty simple. Okay. So we've got our website, we've got it dialed in. Now we've got to attract visitors to the site. I work with a lot of contractors and their marketing companies. Take a look at this and say, well, where's the reporting? And you get these reports that are unclear, can't understand what's going on. And generally, they start talking about, look at all the impressions, look at all the clicks that we're getting. And it's... I don't care about clicks and impressions. We care about appointments and ROI. What do you think, Cody?
You bring up a really good point, and it's a very common problem in the industry. And we all know marketing agencies, we're a dime a dozen. Excuse me. We're a dime a dozen, and there's a lot of gimmicks out there. And I would say this is what I say to the roofers that I report to. You know what you need from these marketing agencies. At the end of the day, you need qualified leads, and you need to be able to get a positive ROI off of this service. And so when we're talking about traffic, when we're talking about sessions, when we're talking about clicks, all of these marketing terms that mean someone's interacting with your website, great. That can be a good thing. It's important to have that. But if that's the focus, if that's the like, hey, great, we just increased traffic by however much percent, you should be happy. Well, maybe. What kind of traffic? Are they calling me? Are they converting into paying customers? And so if you work with Hook Agency, especially on SEO, if you're in the first 3-6 months, a lot of what we're going to be talking about is traffic, keywords, clicks, amount of time people are on the website, stuff that's not really like lead focused yet. And that's because it takes time. However, we have a plan and a roadmap that we lay out. We say, hey, for this first 6 months, this is what we're focusing on. Then we're going to talk about leads months 6 through 9. Then we're going to start doubling down and getting like a percentage increase on those leads year over year. And so if it's not bad for someone to talk about traffic, clicks, whatever, as long as they're tying that to, hey, this is when we're going to start seeing conversions. This is when we're going to start seeing leads actually come in as a result of these efforts. And there's a lot of agencies that just don't do that. They don't make ROI crystal clear. And that's one of the main focuses that we spend our time on at Hook, is being like, hey, you just gave us $4,800 for a full month of SEO. You better be getting something back for that. And if it's not happening right now, we've got a very clear path for when that's going to happen. So you can know exactly what's going well, what's not going well. So if your agency's not broaching ROI and not upfront about that, it's a big red flag. It's at the back of our minds in every conversation, because we know that you need to get something out of the services you're paying for. And complicated dashboards, I mean, there's a lot of numbers you can put on a dashboard, but really the conversation needs to come down to money back in your pockets. Great. If you enjoy those marketing statistics, wonderful. They're probably talking about them. Make sure they're talking about leads. Make sure they're talking about ROI. And if you're not, that you have a plan to get there.
Since we're talking about ROI and dashboards, I just want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, and that is ProLine, the CRM that sells jobs. The biggest limitation in most roofing businesses is follow-up. I've seen it 1,000 times during my career. Roofers lose millions of dollars because they don't pick up the phone and call their leads. That's why hundreds of roofing companies choose ProLine, the CRM that sells more jobs. It automates all that follow-up for your reps so that you can cancel follow-up Fridays and focus on growing your business. Just go to useproline.com. Check out their website. It is great. You're going to want to set up a demo. This CRM is amazing, does some amazing things. So check it out. And if you like what you see, use my promo code DAVE50. And that's all caps. Be sure you do that. And you get 50% off your first month's service. Or you can go down to the link below in the show notes. I think also too many contractors just say, hey, I want more leads. Here's a bunch of money. Go make it happen. I don't have, you know, and let me know when it's done. And they never pay attention to it. Yeah. I believe that you got to, it's a partnership and you have to 100%. Be involved with this. And if you're just throwing money at it, you're just throwing money away. I mean, you know, it's not that simple in my opinion. And you've got to have a partnership meeting regularly and having that transparency. And that's what I love what you guys do, because you have a plan and you're right. It's going to take a while before things kick on. You just don't turn on the faucet and squirt a bunch of leads out. It's not that easy.
Yeah.
You know, it takes some time, takes a plan, and it takes the contractor's involvement.
100%. Yeah. We like to say, follow your money with action. If you're investing in a marketing partnership, that's really what it is. It's a partnership. And if you don't want to be involved in it, you're going to be leaving money on the table. Because even if we're, and I believe this, if we're the best agency possible for you, great. It's our hands are going to be tied if we're getting limited contacts from you, if we're not actually having that partnership. So in addition to the like tying it back to ROI, you should be have a regular report cadence with your agency partner. We report monthly, and we can have calls mid-month if that's needed or appropriate. And show up, be present, hold your agency accountable, and make sure they're holding themselves accountable to bring you the results that are actually going to move the needle for your business. The best, most mature partnership relationship, and we love it when we can get here with the client, is hey, we're coming into this conversation. We have our dashboard, really. You and I, Dave, we're talking about leads. We've got a sheet of all of the people that have called you. We've qualified them. You know, they're first-time, non-repeat customers in your local area. And I'm saying, hey, what happened with Jane Doe? Did we convert? No? Okay. And then we actually start to see, oh, these are qualified leads, but maybe we're having a hard time closing leads. What could we fix on that side of the business? And that's really where a good, healthy marketing partnership starts to shine through, because it's not just marketing performance. Yeah, here's the leads, but how can we actually convert more of those and get more money in your pocket as the business owner? That's really the ideal spot to get to.
Well, this seems pretty easy, so I think I can do this myself. So you see all the DIY contractors that are doing their own paid ads and so forth.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
There's a lot of money that can be wasted, especially you start talking about Google Ads. Because you're going to be getting calls from Google like, hey, you want more leads? Just increase your budget. So I would say, number one, unless you have Google Ads experience yourself, like it is, you ran Google Ads campaigns in your past professional career, you have, frankly, no business running your own Google Ads campaign.
Right.
You are asking to just take money and light it on fire. That's unfortunately the reality of what's going to happen. And I know Google's pushing like a lot like AI Max and Performance Max campaigns that are supposed to kind of like run and optimize themselves. Believe me, like you may think, oh, we don't want that as a marketing agency because that takes our job away. Like there's plenty of businesses that are big enough where they still want an agency partner to report on that and facilitate their monetary spend and hold somebody accountable. The second those are good, we'll be singing its praises and say, hey, wow, it makes our job so much easier, but they're not. Not at the budgets that we're talking about. And so common mistakes that I see, setting up a Google Ads account and running it yourself and doing too small of a budget. You know, if you're spending less than $3,000 almost across the board in roofing, you're just going to light that money on fire. It's not enough to compete. So you're going to get really low quality leads that aren't going to convert if you get any at all. The second thing is you're actually following all of Google's recommendations. So you'll log into your Google Ads account and you'll see Google saying, hey, add these keywords or remove these keywords or increase your budget here or whatever. And we'll run into this sometimes where like we'll get a business owner who just understandably it's their Google Ads account. They want to make sure their money's being spent appropriately. They'll log in and see all these Google recommendations. They'll be like, these guys aren't even doing their job. Like why is all of these recommendations haven't even been approved? And they'll approve them and it just tanks the performance of the account. This shouldn't be spicy, but maybe it is. Google is in the business of taking your money. That they make money by you spending it. And so any way that they can increase your spend, and I'm not saying they're not trying to get you more leads from it, but it's dumping more money and increasing and allocate funds the way that Google wants you to is not a recipe for great success. You need to be very strategic and deliberate with where you're increasing your spend and how you're modifying the structure of your campaign. Last thing I'll say on mistakes that people make setting up their own Google Ads campaigns is Google calls, like Google reps will call you. The second you start spending money, you're going to get a call a month at least. They're going to make recommendations on your account. They're going to ask you to increase your spend. They're going to say, hey, you're leaving money on the table. It's not good. Performance is bad. They even do that when we're running the accounts. Like it never stops. It's always happening. And so if you're running your own account, be very hesitant. They don't know better for your specific business. And if you have a marketing agency, and I would even say this to you, if you're working with a competing marketing agency, just for your own protection of your wallet and your ad spend, talk to them first. Say, hey, I got a call from this Google rep. They said XYZ is happening. Can you advise on that? Don't just go in and approve them, because more often than not, whatever your agency partner is doing, unless they're a totally garbage agency, is going to be far better than what Google's making the recommendations for. So those are the biggest mistakes that I see. To be totally fair, if you start spending ludicrous amounts of money with Google, like you're spending $100,000 a month, which some businesses are out there, you're actually going to get actionable insights from them because they're having a really, really high level paid ads rep that has like ins at Google to help you. But at our sub $10,000 a month spend, you're really not getting any good customer service there.
Another big problem that I see is there's no call to action. There's no clear, what am I supposed to do? You can have them click, but they're usually sending them to their homepage. Okay. And so you send them to the homepage and then they get there and they go, what do I do here? I see where you're the best roofer ever, great service, all of those things, but there's no clear call to action and it's not what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Don't we want to send them to a landing page with a clear call to action?
100%. That winning website formula we were just talking about for your SEO and for your normal website totally applies to paid ads as well. It's like, hey, am I in the right spot? Can I trust this person? What do I do next? We even create specific location pages for our paid ads campaigns. Hey, I'm coming in. I'm seeing Minneapolis Roofing Company. Wonderful. I trust them. They've got the trust factors. Better Business Bureau, GAF Master Elite, Google Reviews, whatever. Fill in the blank that you have to offer as a trust factor. Call to action. Very clear. Get your inspection today. It's the 1-2-3 punch of a good website that needs to be there for both SEO and for paid ads. But the worst thing about paid ads is you're spending money every single time you get someone to click there,
whether they're qualified or not. But Cody, you have really covered a lot of ground here. This has been fantastic. I have learned a ton. I'm sure our listeners have. But before you run, is there anything that we didn't cover that you want to leave us with?
Yeah. No, not that we haven't covered, but if your main takeaway from this is in terms of how you want to set up your website, just remember it needs to do three things. Confirm they're in the right spot, give them trust, tell them exactly what to do, and then keep it, communicate emotionally to them in your headlines and with the images that you're using. That's really what it comes down to. And I would say we would love the opportunity to work with you if it's okay with me making a little pitch here. We know how to do websites. We build them from an SEO standpoint so that you're not only going to be able to drive traffic, but you're going to convert them and get them in your pocket. On the reporting side, we're talking about actual ROI in your pocket. We may talk about clicks and some vanity metrics to support that, but at the end of the day, it comes back to money in your pocket and the return on your investment with us. So we do websites, SEO, PPC, Google Guaranteed or local service ads, and Google Maps SEO as well. So we would love the opportunity to work with you. You can check us out, hookagency.com/contact us, or give us a call off the website as well. So
if your website isn't converting, your marketing's not broken, your foundation is. And don't spend another dollar on marketing until your website is built to convert. Cody, really appreciate you coming on and breaking this down for us, and we will talk soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave. I'll chat with you later.
That's it for the show today. I really appreciate everybody listening. If you get tired of running your business on your own, feeling unsure about some of the decisions you're making, wish you had somebody that's been there and done it in your corner, well, go to my website at theroofercoach.com, check out some of our services, some of our plans, and see if there's something that you think might help you. Also, when you're there, go to the resource page and you can download any of the downloads there, but the recent one is the 2026 Roofing Business Success Audit. It'll ask you the questions. You just check the boxes and you'll get your score and see how you're stacking up. All right, we'll see you next week on The Roofer Show.